Tim and Joel on Nova.
Right. What's the most random thing you bought? 13, 24, 10. The most Marlon Rando thing that you have bought? 13, 24, 10.
Yeah, my typo. Hashtag.
Now, do you still have that? Because that's a bit embarrassing.
I think I've thrown it out. Landfill. Now, a woman named Becky, I did not know you could do this. She bought a lost suitcase from a London Heathrow Airport.
This is super random.
For $100.
Yes.
So after like a certain amount of time, you can go to the airport and buy lost luggage. And Danny was just telling me you can do the same with storage units.
It is the most random thing ever.
King
I saw this.
Storage units?
Yes. There's apparently a show called Storage Wars.
If people have stopped paying for their storage, it's just anyone's. And if someone leaves their luggage at the airport for long enough and it's not collected, but it's not actually that long. It's like 3 months or something.
It's not long.
Oh, that's a long time. You want the Sydney airport to hold on to everyone's stuff?
Yeah, but like who doesn't need that? If they haven't got it after 3 months,
I'd
they're
say
definitely
3 not
coming
hours.
To get
if you
it.
Haven't called someone about your luggage in 3 hours, it's gone.
True. Yeah. Well, the bag itself costs $300, but do we have a clip of Becky explaining it herself? What she got in the bag?
This was actually probably one of the best clothing items. It was this Tommy Hilfiger coat. Then there was just a ton of makeup thrown in there. There was this Maybelline Sky High mascara, some e.l.f. primer, and loads of other little bits. There was also this nail care kit inside and some half-used cotton pad.
I love her accent.
It's a great accent. But I wonder... Surely you don't just land somewhere and forget that you've got a bag and you're like, cool, I don't need clothes for this trip, like any of those things and that skincare. Do you think that that's a bag that they've actually lost, quote unquote, we've lost it.
For content?
And then, the airline has just said they've lost it and they can't locate the bag, but then it's ended up in lost property. But they haven't actually gone after whose bag it actually is.
You know,
and it's someone's stuff and they kind of want it. Like, is someone looking at this video going, that's my skirt. That's my tie-dye skirt.
Camilla.
Stupidly, I thought, though, I said, what if the plane's crashed? That's why they haven't collected their bag. And then I realised, but you wouldn't have the bag then.
Like, that's sort of like the catch.
You don't come back and get your bag if the plane's crashed.
No. You're just floating on the top of the water.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they are giving them to auction houses as well and they auction them off.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And a bit sad. I wouldn't do it myself.
If I lose one of my bags, I freak out.
I sometimes forget.
You do. Where's my stuff, by the way? My jacket.
Uh-oh.
Are you serious?
It's in Sydney.
I love that jacket this
time
of year.
It's in Sydney. It's at my hotel.
Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel on Nova.